You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Nuggets lost to the Wizards last night. This has been a bad road trip so far.
Not good.
And the road trip continues with a game tomorrow night in Cleveland. Speaking of sports, Tim Tebow has announced his retirement from professional baseball.
Oh, Tim Tebow.
Some people are saying, wait a minute, when did he play professional baseball? That makes me wonder about this word retired. He spent 4 years trying to make it to the major leagues. He's been playing in, you know, minor league ball for the New York Mets. Now he's just kind of given up. He says, I loved every minute of the journey, but at this time I feel called in other directions.
All right. Well.
So, can you technically
retire
if you don't make the
No, he just quit. He quit.
Maybe. I don't know.
He's a quitter.
Listen, you know, the guy is a hell of an athlete. There's no one who can deny that.
He's a good-looking guy. He's got a beautiful family.
Yeah.
All right. Good for him.
Major League Baseball just tweeted out a list of every team's odds of making the postseason. This is funny to me. They picked one team, the Baltimore Orioles, and gave them a 0.0% chance.
No chance at all.
None. You know, you're a line that you like to throw out, so you're saying there's a chance.
No, there's not even a .1 in there.
Guess who got a .1?
Who? Rockies.
The Colorado Rockies.
Hey!
They say they're actually, they're below 1%. 0.1. One-tenth. There's a 99.9% chance the Rockies will not make the playoffs, according to baseball.
Well, I hope they turn this into some motivation, Dom. It's one of these things that'll make you work harder and try to prove them wrong. Right?
It's just embarrassing.
Here's Jer on sports. Did you see Tom Brady, that little video that he posted on his social media? It's like a minute video, and it's just highlights from the season, and it's all the newspaper clippings like superimposed over it. I guess it wouldn't be newspaper. The online headlines superimposed over it and people talking about how bad he is, how washed up he is, how he's finished, how he's old. And then it ends with him holding the trophy up in the air. I was like, ooh, so good. It's a good video.
You know what?
See?
He can always point to scoreboard, can't he?
Just makes you work harder, Dom.
Doesn't have to say, just point up at the scoreboard.
That's it.
Today's the day. The Perseverance rover is landing on Mars this afternoon, along with its little helicopter called Ingenuity. 293 million mile journey.
It's pretty cool.
And I do want to point out, because I told the listener Leanne I would do this because they deserve it. This entire journey began on top of an Atlas rocket, and that was from United Launch Alliance, based in Centennial, Colorado.
Pretty darn cool. Yep. Right on.
So I'm going to do a shout out because those people at ULA do a lot of really, really cool stuff. And they're right here in our neighborhood.
Yep.
So I'm going to watch that landing today. They're talking about how difficult it's going to be. It's really a challenge. Listen, landing on Mars is challenging anyway. There have been, I think, did they say there's been more failures overall? I have to look at the stats. The United States is good at it. I think we've landed 7 out of 8. So we're doing well, but some of the other space agencies around the world have crashed when they've tried. It's really hard to do this.
It's really hard.
It's really, really hard. And now we've picked a really challenging spot to try to land, too. So let's watch it today. Fingers crossed.
Yeah,
and sending
out
positive vibes to the red planet.
And if it doesn't work and you're an engineer there, all you have to say is, it's really hard.
What else is trending?
Today is National Drink Wine Day. As if we needed an excuse to get a little intoxicated, right? Survey says 74% of us have one or two glasses when we have wine. 9% of us drink at least 5 glasses.
Five.
And the rest of us just finish the bottle. I'll take a bottle, please.
I can't do that anymore.
No, I can't. I'll split one with Knick Knack. We can split one just fine. A couple glasses each.
I have turned into, a 1 to 1.5 glasses person. Sorry.
Remember, best one out there right now is the Snoop Dogg Cali Red.
Oh, my God. That listener of ours, Michael.
I saw he was commenting about that.
He was commenting on my page asking if I had tried it.
I am telling you. It is a delicious wine.
Quit yelling at me. I'll get it.
It's really, really good. For those of you keeping track of the world's billionaires, after 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago, we announced that Jeff Bezos was stepping down. Well, once again, he actually just became the world's richest person. He reclaimed the top spot yesterday with an estimated net worth of $191 billion, which placed him just $1 billion ahead of Elon Musk. So I'm sure within the week they will flip-flop again, you know, stock prices and all that.
5 minutes or less of stock fluctuation can make all the difference.
Flip-flop the whole thing, I know. So it's just kind of fun to watch these two guys battle it out at the top.
We had the conversation in our kitchen again yesterday about how I had really advocated for buying Tesla stock back when it was like just like $100.
Yes.
And then she started, Gretch started talking about Bitcoin. She goes, why didn't you buy Bitcoin? I'm like, who could have known that?
Who could have known?
Who could have known it would go from like $5 to 50? Yesterday it was $52,000.
Yeah, I have no idea. And I told you a couple weeks ago about the woman who told me 16 years ago to invest everything I had in Netflix. She's like, my financial advisor is telling me to buy Netflix. I was like, all right, crazy lady. DVD's in the mail. Right, that's going to last.
So let me tell you what...
What is Netflix at now?
Hold on a second. If you had put $1,000 into Bitcoin, $1,000 when it was $5, today your $1,000 would be worth $10.4 million. It's just stupid.
Disgusting.
I mean, they're just dumb numbers now, you know?
It is.
It's not even reality anymore.
It's crazy to think about.
Well.
New survey out this morning asked 4,500 women who have apparently been getting busy to name the physical features of their best sexy time partner.
Okay, so who's the best? Which guys are the best in bed? Can you roll them through the list and let me see what I got?
High cheekbones.
I think I do have that one.
Glasses?
I do wear occasionally glasses. Can I count
Same.
It?
Yeah, I wear them when I drive. Yeah.
Two.
I don't want to talk about
read the whole list.
The hair down there. No,
what?
Well, it's PG. The snail trail, it's the...
Oh, that's under the belly button.
Follow the trail to paradise. Brown hair.
I got that.
Got hair.
Three.
Tats. You got the tats?
None.
Broad shoulders.
Yes, four.
Piercings.
Nope.
Brown eyes.
Nope.
Beard.
Nope.
And little teeny tiny small feet. No.
Nope.
You're like a set. What are you, an eight? Men's eight?
You wish.
No. So how many is that? How many did you get? That's the list.
I got four. How many is on the list? Ten?
Ten.
I'm at 40%.
Well.
What about you? What about you,
I don't want to do any of these. Do I have high cheekbones?
No.
Glasses? Sometimes. Small feet? 11s?
No, not small finger.
The snail trail? I don't think. Yeah,
no,
I got
you're
I'm
not
pretty
very
hairless. Tattoos? No. Broad shoulders?
Sorta. Yeah, I'll give you that too.
Piercings? No. Brown eyes? Green. Beard? I have little scruff. Well, I did worse than you.
Three. Yeah, you got 3 out of 10.
Oh no.
You and I are combined 7 out of 20.
Oh no.
Ladies, sorry, we're taken.
I've been disappointing my wife for years. I had no idea.
I did. She texts me all the time.
Jeremy's the worst. Can I give you one more thing for Fat America?
Yeah.
Eggo, you know, the waffle company.
Mm-hmm.
They're making new stuffed pancake bites now. So they're little pancake balls filled with chocolate or apple. Ugh. I don't know what the apple
is. They're like apple skeevers.
Yes, exactly. So there's stuffed pancake bites that are going to be coming out.
Yeah, they're apple skeevers.
Didn't you have a pan that you could make those? Did you ever use that?
I did. I don't have it anymore, but I tried it. Remember, did you see the story about what Eggos were originally called when they came out?
Uh-uh.
They were called Froffles.
Why? Are they combining
a combination of frozen and waffle. They were called Froffles.
There it is.
And that's how they were packaged and put in stores. But customers were talking about how they tasted like eggs, They have like an egg flavor to them.
All right.
And so they started calling them Eggos. And so the company eventually just threw their hands up, went, all right, you want to call them Eggos? We'll call them Eggos.
That's pretty cool.
That's a true story.
True story.
That's why I'm here.
Impress your friends. Mm-hmm. Clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a link to 32 pictures showing just how cold it is in Texas.
Oh.
And I heard it was bad down there, Dom, but take a look at these pictures. People's toilets are freezing.
Dude, my siblings.
I had no idea.
I have three siblings that live in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on a text thread with them. We could do an entire segment sometime about what they have been experiencing.
It is horrible.
And what they're having to do with melting snow to flush their toilets for days.
If your pipes are even working, I was watching, looking at all these pictures. There's a few videos in there too. I'm like, I'm wondering how much pipe damage that entire state is going to have when this is all over with from frozen pipes.
They've been without power for so long that they're taking their gadgets, their phones and their tablets and stuff out to the car, running the car to charge them.
Oh, man.
So they can come back in the house. And
there was pictures of entire fish tanks frozen solid.
Yeah, it's
crazy. In people's houses.
It's crazy and it's even sad because
it's
there's a lot of...
extremely sad.
It's been a hardship for a lot of people.
So that'll be a fun clickbait for you. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Now, clickbait.
That's how sad it is. No, it's just crazy. It's more crazy. I mean, it's insane.
Sorry about that.
I know.